Over the next 4 days, an estimated 37 million Americans are expected to travel, mostly by car, the rest by air, train, or bus. Airlines are concerned that some of the passengers they would have carried will be on the highway instead because of security hassles at airports, and that's costing them money. The Transportation Security Administration has begun taking over airport security and should assume complete responsibility by December. It's promised to make the average passenger's airport experience quick and easy, but that seems like a dream for anyone who's been stuck in a security line lately. NPR's Marianne Akers reports from Chicago's O'Hare International Airport.
Transportation Secretary Norm Mineta said last year that no one will wait more than 10 minutes in any airport security line come December. I asked passengers in the American Airlines terminal what they thought of the promise. I spoke to Stephen Valenti, a marketing consultant and a frequent flyer.
Can you imagine a day when you're waiting no more than 10 minutes in a security line?
No, not at all. Look now, you know, you've got everyone making a mad rush for it, so no.
O'Hare is a hub airport, so flights arrive and leave around the same time each day, which means security lines form quickly around the same time, too. The lines here at O'Hare have generally been smooth, but that's not the case at many airports, as Cindy Andreessen will tell you. She flies several times a month for her job to different cities.
There is no consistency. I have this belt that I wear that's a big metal belt, and 2 airports I get stopped, 5 airports I don't.
Uniformity is something the Transportation Security Administration is working on. It intends to have the same rules at every airport so passengers aren't confused. But airlines are growing frustrated, and they say their customers are so frustrated that they've stopped flying. Delta Airlines recently conducted a survey and found that 27% of its frequent flyers cited the airport hassle factor as their reason for not flying anymore. The airline says this has cost the entire industry $3.8 billion this year. Airline executives say it's no longer acceptable. Redundant gate screening, dumping terminals full of passengers at the first sign of a suspicious package, inspecting every shoe, all of these things they say are killing business. American Airlines CEO Donald Carty recently spoke to a gathering of airport executives.
It's indeed going to be a hollow victory if we build an aviation security regime that makes air travel so secure that nobody wants to fly at all. We don't have to kill the patient to save it.
Carty and others say they're losing their most coveted customers, the business travelers, especially the shuttle passengers who airlines say are now opting to drive. Carty's predecessor at American Airlines, Bob Crandall, says the government desperately needs to create an airport security system that is intelligence-based.
To focus security resources on those passengers who are most likely to be a threat. And then we need to do our very best to facilitate the travel experience for the rest of the people who are traveling and thus encourage people to get back in the air to go about their business and to enjoy their vacations.
Members of Congress, who are some of the biggest frequent flyers in the world, are also getting fed up, even though it was they who mandated the security changes in the first place. At least one lawmaker is holding Secretary Mineta to his 10-minute security line promise, Senator Patty Murray of Washington State.
I have been pulled out of so many security lines, and my baggage has been checked so many times. I know the hassle. I take the calls in my office now from people who are complaining because I've been through all of it. So what I've done is put into the Supplemental Appropriations Bill a provision that will require the Transportation Security Agency to post on a website what the wait lines are at all of our airports, major airports around the country.
The TSA says it, too, wants to take the hassle out of air travel and create a smarter, more streamlined system, but customer service can only go so far at an agency whose mandate is to protect the nation's air travel system from terrorism. Marianne Akers, NPR News, Chicago.